The liturgical season of Christmas continues. During this season, the Church reflects on Jesus' birth and growing up years. Next week, the feast of the baptism of Jesus, we find him already a grown man, being baptized by John, and ready to begin his public ministry. Today, the Church presents the story of the Magi, who come to visit Mary, Joseph, and the infant Jesus. The Holy Family is back at their home in Nazareth. The coming of the Magi symbolizes for the Church that the Word of God, present in the infant Jesus, is to be made known not only to a chosen few, but to all the world. Perhaps we can imagine Mary, Joseph, and the infant living in their small mud brick house. They hear a knock at the door and are surprised to see foreigners wanting to visit their child. Mary and Joseph are suspicious. The foreigners, the Magi, tell a hardly believable story that they followed a star west from their home in Persia for about 1,000 miles to Nazareth. They were led to gaze upon this child. They claim to be astrologers and religious guides in their home country. As astrologers, they observe the stars to see what the gods might be saying to them. The Magi brought unusual gifts for the child. They brought gold, which symbolized a gift for a king. They brought frankincense to worship God. They brought myrrh, a spice used to anoint the dead. Mary and Joseph puzzled over these strange gifts. The guests remained in Nazareth for a few days and then once again set off on their difficult journey back home. Did they know that the Word of God would speak to the world through this child? Today we think about the risen Christ's desire to be made known in the hearts of all people of the world. Many in the world will never hear the name Jesus. Many who have heard may have forgotten to be open to receive the gift of God's presence. We can sense Christ's passionate desire that humanity comes together as one, respecting the great diversity of people and finding in one another a reflection of the holy. As I reflect on today's gospel story, I am reminded that the Word of God comes not only for Catholics and other Christians, but for all humanity, for Muslims, for Jews, for Hindus, for those who practice their nature-based beliefs. If God is made known and reveals God's self to all the world, to all people, regardless of their religious beliefs, culture, or race, then God is also revealing God's self to me. On this Epiphany, I ask myself, where do I personally sense God touching my life? Where does God, through His Spirit, come to visit me? As I look back, I am aware that the Lord touches me in a deep way through the celebration of Eucharist. Often alone in my chapel during these COVID times, I sense God's presence as I look back over the events of the day or the month, remembering special moments with family and friends, often on the phone or with Zoom. I sense God's presence in my morning walks before dawn, when an insight touches my mind, or as I wonder at the stars and moon overhead. I sense God's presence in special interruptions to my day, when I receive the gift to listen to the pain or sorrow of another, and sometimes their joy. I sense God's visitation while I am sitting before the Blessed Sacrament, or in some other quiet place, perhaps as I reflect on a psalm or a gospel reading. Often in these moments, I sense an invitation to reach out to someone, or even perhaps to make some change in my own life. Although God is made known to all the world, God remains hidden, unless in faith we stop to listen to where we are touched by the Holy. The first reading of today's Mass from the prophet Isaiah speaks to the church as Jerusalem. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem, your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples, but upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. You shall be radiant at what you see. Your hearts will throb and overflow. What is it that we will see? Why will our hearts throb and overflow? We will see and be joyful because the Holy One among us is becoming more visible to all the world. We will be glad because, as we prayed in the responsorial psalm, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.